Good morning for Wednesday, July 13th, 2011. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on the front page today. Afghan assassination creates a void. Debt talk mired, leader for GOP proposes option. And Murdoch ties start to chafe British leader. In today's national news, rush to defend tax treatment of inventories. California counties talk of cutting ties to the state. And proposed cuts to Medicare and Medicaid arouse opposition. There will be more business news, more national and international stories as well, the latest from the sports page, and New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman. Now from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story is written from Kabul, Afghanistan. It's titled, Afghan Assassination Creates a Void. Ahmed Wali Karzai, the powerful half-brother of Afghanistan's president, was assassinated Tuesday, removing from the political scene a divisive power broker who was accused of corruption and alienated the American military, but whose connections and ruthlessness made him a critical force in volatile southern Afghanistan. The death of Karzai, who effectively ruled much of the country's southern tier from Kandahar, sent tremors through the country's political establishment and raised questions about whether tenuous security gains made by the influx of American forces in the south could hold. Karzai was shot to death by a police official, Sardar Muhammad, a longtime confidant, who was immediately killed by Karzai's bodyguards, Afghan officials said. Muhammad's body was later hung above a busy Kandahar street. The assassin's motive was uncertain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the killing, but there was no evidence that Muhammad, a member of the Karzai's Populzai tribe, had ties to the insurgency. The immediate implications of Karzai's death for the American-led war against the Taliban and the withdrawal of American troops beginning this month were uncertain. Many in the region warned that the Taliban, as well as competitors for Karzai's position, would try to take advantage of the power vacuum, and that without him, the hard-earned security gains made by American and Afghan troops over the past year could erode. American military commanders have long argued that Karzai's reputation for blatant self-dealing undercut support for the government among many Afghans, and some wondered Tuesday whether his death might make room for a leader with greater integrity. But those commanders had clashed with Central Intelligence Agency officers who had long paid Karzai for information and other services and saw him as a crucial broker of intelligence and influence. Karzai identified Taliban fighters for attack by American forces, recruited Afghan men for a NATO-allied Kandahar strike force, and rented space to the agency in the city, officials said. In a sense, contradictory American attitudes toward Karzai have reflected the evolving American war strategy. When the United States was trying to win over the population with a counterinsurgency strategy, the corruption he symbolized was an insurmountable obstacle. But as the Obama administration has gradually embraced a more limited counterterrorism policy, killing Taliban fighters and moving toward political negotiations, Karzai became an indispensable, if never fully trustworthy, ally. We viewed him as more of an enemy of our enemy than as a friend, said Bill Harris, who until November served as the senior American diplomat in Kandahar.